Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quick one here is our guy Adam Schein. I thought a little over the top getting on the Red Sox for the Rafael Devers trade.
This is Babe Ruth meets Mookie Betts meets Luka Doncic. I've never seen anything quite like this.
I know, it's a little strong.
A little, but I do understand his point. You're talking about those two guys are superstars and got traded for what people perceive as not enough.
I don't know if I can put Devers in the same category as Babe Ruth.
No, so, I would no.
Other than the Red Sox connection, obviously.
But I agree, not
trading
Babe
into the
Ruth.
Giants versus the Yankees
much.
Is a little different.
Now,
as well.
I would think in Dallas, they probably look at Luka as their Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Rafael Devers got a long way to go to be Babe Ruth.
Yes. NBA Finals Game 5 from OKC. The Thunder nearly blew an 18-point lead as the Pacers got it down to 2, but the Thunder rallied to beat them 120-109. 40 points for Jalen Williams. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31 and 10 assists. Tyrese Halliburton held to 4 made free throws. He was 0-for-6 from the field, dealing with a calf issue throughout. Clearly not 100%, but he said he'll continue to play Game 6 Thursday night from Indiana with the Pacers. Facing elimination.
If I asked you, forget about looking, just top of your head, what do you think was the most viewed NBA Finals? Because we were, you know, obviously you're talking about Oklahoma
the
City and Indiana.
NBA
you think it was
finals?
The Jordan ones, like one of those, or do you think it was something with Shaq and Kobe?
Yeah, I was going to say Shaq, Kobe.
Oh, man.
Because I would think prior
do you have the
to
answer?
The. I don't. Oh. I'm just wondering what you think. Because I would think prior to Jordan and the Bulls, I don't know.
Who did
I know,
Kobe play to get his fifth?
Was it
which team?
Who did they
beat the Sixers. They beat the Nets.
It, yeah.
Hell if I remember.
Yeah.
You're asking tough questions.
Right.
Quick Google search. Could tell you. It's an AI overview. It says the 98 Finals Bulls Jazz
was the most viewed
flu game,
averaging 29 million viewers, and that was Jordan's.
All right.
That was the last one with the.
What
Bulls.
Is this one at? So 29 viewers per game.
It said it averaged 29 million viewers. Yeah.
Can you see? And what
game 6 most watched NBA game in history, drawing 35.9 million viewers.
Oh, what does the Super Bowl do, guys? What are
over
you doing
100,
there?
100, right?
What is the Super Bowl? 100 million viewers?
Yeah, well
100 over. Million.
Yeah.
So 35 million. Now, that is clearly beyond the World Series these days. I mean, that's also 25 years, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But I would. It's hard to do, too, because of streaming and everything.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are watching this series, though. It ain't 35 million.
No,
I know that.
Definitely
That's
not.
For damn sure.
Definitely not. All right, Stanley Cup final resumes tonight. Game 6 from Florida. The Panthers up 3-1. They have a chance to hoist the cup on home ice for the second consecutive season. And we were talking about this, about what would an amateur shoot at Oakmont after the U.S. Open. So Golf Channel sent this guy out there who works for them, Brandon Newcomer.
Braden.
Yep. He's a 0.6 handicap. He did play from the tips, despite what they said.
What do you think he shot? He's a 0.6.
It's a par
handicap.
70 golf course. So apparently he played from the tips with the same pins. That's what they said.
I don't know.
Okay. They set the over-under at 93.5. How's that?
I don't know. I
know the answer. I was just wondering what you thought. But
my mind is spinning. I don't know.
Okay. He two-putted from like 45 feet on 18 to shoot 93.
So 20
right on the
for
number.
A 0.6 handicap.
He hit it right over
23,
number?
Yeah, 23 over for the round. That's a guy who is a scratch golfer.
Now, he did say
that's crazy.
That's insane.
No ball spotter was tricky in the rough.
No doubt.
So that's, I'm sure, a few strokes
he hit that
right there.
We had a 60-foot putt or something like that?
Well, that's JJ what you're talking about, Spahn. Yeah,
64 feet. Yeah.
This is the guy from Golf Channel. I'm standing firm on if I broke 140, I would feel like I did well.
I'm right there with you.
Which is like double par on each hole.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Humbling experience.
Very much so.
All right, let's do moment of the day as Jerry, as he likes to do when Willie sits in. They play What Would Willie Do?
Yeah.
In this particular case, Jerry was presenting a scenario that would make Al Dukes cringe. Nature calls in the car. You're entering the tunnel on your way to work. Mm. And actually, in this case, it was what did Willie do this morning around 4 a.m., as it turns out.
I was losing the great battle as I came through the Lincoln Tunnel. And I saw a local bodega, and I ran in that thing like if it was a drug raid. And I attacked the bathroom like if it was fourth and run in the AFC Championship. And I slaughtered the toilet. And I'm going to be honest with you, Al Dukes. I left the body. And so now I'm a better man because of it, because I got it all out, and I'm fresh and perky for this great show.
That happened this morning?
That happened literally this morning. I was losing the battle. Like, there's no way I could have came in here with what I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised you wouldn't have done the same thing.
I don't think my body would have allowed me to get out of a car in New York City at 4 a.m. and run somewhere.
No chance.
Like, yeah, my body just would have shut down.
I jumped out of my truck like a drug bust. Like, I was like, you know, I was like, action fire.
And you won.
Oh, I won.
How long did the process take?
It was a legit 2-minute process. I mean, it was coming.
So. All right. Let's take a break, because now I'm going to throw up.
In the same way we had the audio of Al's 911 call many years ago,
yes.
I would like the security cam footage from that bodega of him running in and scaring the crap out of
the guy holding a steamed fish.
I want to see the guys that are eating from that buffet right now.
The tilapia or whatever he was putting out there.
Yeah. It was
gross.
It didn't look good.
We used to have
wet.
That Hudson food court down the street here. They had the buffet with the steamed fish. That was probably...
Steamed fish?
They had a bunch of like Chinese food entrees, but there was definitely seafood in there that was sitting under those heat lamps all day.
Cannot be good for your stomach.
No shot.
You made a good point. I mean, the spread was out. Like it looked
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It looked like he was delivering the last.
Getting set for the day.
You know what? I don't eat those at those places anyway. Now I for sure will.
You've never been to like a Golden Corral or anything like that?
I would say prior to the pandemic, yes. Since I have not, no. I have not had a buffet meal since.
So you're not anti-buffet, you just haven't been.
And at like a nice reception hall, sure. If you go to a golf event, that's different. I mean, in like walking into a restaurant. Yeah, in the past I've gone to them, but I wouldn't anymore.
And again, buffet style was one thing. Choosing the seafood option at the buffet is another.
Like, could you imagine?
Category.
He turned me on to this. I haven't watched it yet because I can't bring myself to on Netflix, called Poop Cruise.
Oh, God.
No, because...
It's not been released yet, Jerry. Trailer I saw.
I watched the trailer, too.
Oh, so it's not out.
It was the 24th, right, Al?
It was sickening.
Correct.
I was waiting for him to be like, I got a special advanced copy. I've already viewed it. No, it's not available
to
the public.
Wouldn't be shocked. That having been said, it looks awful. This cruise ship loses power in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And they couldn't use the toilets.
Oh, man.
Like, nothing.
Yeah.
And it's... You talk about the food, though.
Yeah.
Like, what are you eating then at that point as the cruise ship has no power?
Each other.
Okay.
There we go.
Not.
All right, Dahmer.
Get out of here. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, well, you won't, but yeah.
Well, you'll be here Thursday. Yeah. All right, Chris, thanks very much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.